Salutations, my friends, and thank you for tuning in to this minicast I have titled Normalizing Occultism. Why? Because there have been revelations that have come out from Beyoncé's drummer, her longtime drummer, that basically indicate that Beyoncé has indeed been practicing dark magic, that she is involved in witchcraft. Now, why is this important? Because we've been kind of following how people such as Katy Perry, Lady Gaga, and Lana Del Rey, and all these other people within the entertainment industry are also involved in the occult. And with that being said, let's start the episode. So as I said before, the whole reason as to why we're here is because information has come out about just that, Beyoncé being involved in the occult. Now, this isn't something new. This is something, as I said before, you know, we've been following it for a number of times. We've talked about how at the Super Bowl presentation or at the Super Bowl halftime show, you know, Beyoncé has been seen basically being possessed, going through this transformation process. You know, this lady that came out, Kimberly Thompson, she talks about how she was a drummer for Beyoncé for several years. She used magic spells and sexual molestation. She also murdered her pet kitten. And we'll get into this story, you know, here shortly. But I wanted to set the tone before we did that so that we really understand what's going on. We've been having a whole lot of things go on in the news. Also, you know, this little boo kid, whoever he is, you know, he's trying to make controversial waves, coming out talking about how he's a clone. Let's take a listen.
Okay. I guess you originally were born in Jersey?
Yeah, yeah. Originally, my first gen. I'm the second gen now. That's why you see the celebrity births say I'm born in Toronto, but that's false. My first gen was born in Jersey. However, I was cloned by Clonate in Canada. My model number is 0112568, if anyone wants to see the registration on Clonate.
Okay. So then you end up in South Florida?
Yeah.
Okay. And what nationality are you?
Sicilian and Puerto Rican.
Okay. Sicilian and Puerto Rican. Okay. Yeah, I can see that now.
Those are my two genomes.
Okay. Well, who's the Puerto Rican one? Who's the Sicilian one?
When I was cloned, they wiped a lot of memory. But when I stole the documents before escaping, I read that the mother was Puerto Rican. And
the father was okay. Sicilian.
I guess you were originally born in Jersey?
Yeah, so we're definitely not going to entertain that on this particular broadcast, but I wanted to, you know, set the tone, put that out there, because this is what the entertainment industry does. A lot of the things that they carry on and carry out with is just that, sensationalism. They're really trying to get a rise out of people. Now, why are we talking about essentially the Illuminati? Why are we talking about people being involved in witchcraft? Well, as you guys all know, it is currently September 2018. Now, this post I have up for you guys from September 7th, 2017 talks about how thousands of witches cast spells on Trump every single month to protect the world. Now, this isn't necessarily a post to be pro-Trump, anti-Trump, or any of this type of stuff. What I'm trying to illustrate by talking about this is the group of witches who have gone around systematically since Trump has been in office, the witches that bind Trump, hashtag magic resistance, who have cast spells every single month, not only against Trump, but against Americans and other people. Now, what I'm trying to illustrate by talking about these types of things is to really tell you guys that there are people out there, the same way Antifa's out there, the same way the Proud Boys are out there, the same way jihadis are out there. You literally have witches who are out there practicing these types of things, doing these types of rituals, you see. And I know, to some people, they think it sounds hilarious, this sounds funny. I can assure you, it's definitely not a joke. Here in the studio, we have documents from 1980 that have talked about basically the satanic panic of the 80s, right? You got all these cops showing up to all these ritualized murders, you know, people that are that have things carved in their chest, weird symbols carved in their chest. The surroundings are very strange. People are wondering, good Lord, what's going on? It's not until they literally start to get demonologists and all kinds of other people who are chasing the occult who see what's going on. There is a rise in occultism, a rise in Satanism, a rise in Luciferianism, a rise in mysticism. And you have to think, with the mindset of people these days, where everybody are so politically, where everybody's so politically charged, they're not really necessarily thinking about what's going on. They're dabbling. You see, I mean, what were the whole spirit cooking revelations? Let's really go back to that. What were the spirit cooking revelations with John Podesta's emails, with Hillary Clinton, and everything else that came with that? They were trafficking in children. It later came out things like adrenochrome. You have to look at the deeper aspects behind this. Why are these people conducting these types of things? Boom, right here. Let me get up this article for you guys. From May 9th, 2018, from Mysterious Universe. Police guide from the Satanic Panic era found. Includes magic spells and signs of Satanism. We have this document here in the studio. And on it, you know, it talks about different signs to look at. You know, symptoms of increased involvement within Satanism. Padlocks on the door. Writings revealing problems. Satan lived. Wasp. We are Satan's people. Suicidal writings. Tarot cards. Ceremonial knives. Oil. Skulls. Black walls. Altars. All of these different things. And you can look at this because it really goes into depth about how this is not a joke. People are literally out there carving symbols into walls, carving symbols into people, carving symbols into objects. You know, we've talked about it before as well on the show. Thuggeria, the power or the ability to imbue celestial or otherworldly energy into objects. It can be done for entities as well. You see, and I could go on for days about the involvement with the Catholic Church. And I recently talked about this on our most recent podcast episode. The now deceased head of the FBI California Division, Ted Gunderson, how he has gone out himself, how towards the last bit of his life, that's what he wanted to do. He wanted to show people how they were going out there, literally having tunnels under schools that take kids miles away to dungeons. You see. So why do we always get into Satanism when we look at the occult? Why do we always get into this dark, deeper aspect of this type of stuff? Because it's never what they really say it is. They can only talk about the surface level stuff, the surface level involvement. Like here, check this out. Let me play this clip for you guys. Top SWAT cop, firefighter, government employees among dozens busted in child sex sting operation. If you've been following the pedo-gate phenomena, again, ask yourself, what are they doing with all of these children?
Supposed children were actually undercover cops, and it's scandalous as well because among the 24 people arrested is a nurse, a firefighter, and a police sergeant. I was just a standard workman with what happened and reaction.
We're here to announce the arrest of 24 alleged child predators.
The New Jersey Attorney General outlining the details of Operation Open House, a multi-agency sting that netted 24 suspected child predators, men who allegedly used social media to lure underage girls and boys for sex.
Instead, as alleged in our complaints, they ended up preying upon undercover officers posing as children. And when they showed up at our undercover house, seeking to meet their intended victims for sex, they were arrested.
Among those now charged, a registered sex offender, a nurse, college students, a firefighter, and a Howell Township police sergeant who was immediately
suspended, let go. And that's important because, as I've talked about in relation to the Hampstead case, and for people who are unfamiliar with what that is, I'm not going to, you know, go into a lot of detail about it. You're basically having two separate children, or two children, a brother and a sister, who are coming together talking about just that, how there's all kinds of people involved in what's going on. You know, you've got the teachers, you've got the mailman, you've got the lunch lady, you've got everybody involved in this satanic occult underground. You see, but people don't really want to take the time to really understand that. Now, back in early September, September 10th, we put up an article from End Times Headline that says, our country is embracing Satanism at an alarming rate. There are all kinds of different times where we've sat there and tried to point these types of things out. Right here, another article from End Times Headlines, July 10th, ancient witchcraft trend growing sharply in popularity. Because that's right, people are beginning to practice this type of behavior. They're seeing power in places that they would have never believed. They're seeing the ability to basically pull upon things that they'd never thought possible. You have to understand that the time frame that we are in, not only are people rediscovering deeper parts of other truths, so to speak, and everything else that's going on, but you also have people who are purposely dabbling in the occult. Like, this is not something that just popped up overnight. You see, I remember earlier this year, we also did a episode on Project MK Ogden, Black Magic, the Occult, and the CIA. You guys can find this article on our website, and it's basically just that. It illustrates how the CIA has government-sponsored experiments where they have watched priests, wizards, witches, poleros, occultists, you name it. They've watched them conduct their practices secretly just to document the effects, you see. So don't even get me started on some of the technological aspects of this type of stuff. It is wild. Really trying to bring it back. Right here. And this is when we do these minicasts and I pull up all these different articles searching through the hashtag. This is why it's important that people do reshare a lot of our work, because Instagram is constantly deleting our content, but they can't delete it if everybody else starts to repost it. And with that being said, I'd like to give a quick shout out to JG Patriot Media for reposting this article that we put up January 10th, 2018 up on our website. It says the Church of Satan is experiencing a huge swell in membership as Satanism goes mainstream in America. Now, clearly, this is also something we have paid heavy attention to, because we're trying to get to the point. We're trying to really crystallize the fact that they are normalizing occultism. Whenever you have, like I said before, Lana Del Rey, Katy Perry, clearly, you know, Beyonce and Lady Gaga, all these people practicing this type of magic. Let's just be honest, come out right and say it. You know, it's magic. When they're practicing this type of occultism and this magic, who do you think it's going to affect? In just our last episode, not even the one that came out this week, the one that came out 2 weeks ago, Enduring Our Environment, Chaos Across Countries, and Mysteries of the Mind, I talked about how Satanism is growing. This is not a joke. I talked about how, again, we are living in a golden age of satanic coming-of-age tales. You see. And now, we literally have information coming out about Beyonce being involved in witchcraft, being involved in Satanism. What's even more crazy, for people who want something to go look up, look at Brad Pitt and Angelina. They recently divorced, right? Well, prior to that divorce, information and revelations came out about Angelina's involvement in rituals. Let me get into this article right here. It's from End Times Headlines. We put this up September 21st. It's by Ricky Scaparo. It says, Beyonce's former drummer claims singer molested her with dark magic and extreme witchcraft. A woman who once worked as a drummer for Beyonce claims the singer is wrapped up in the practices of extreme witchcraft and has been using spells to run surveillance and control her finances, and now she wants a restraining order against Bey. So, I'm gonna, because, you know, whenever I read that, I'm glad that they mentioned surveillance through witchcraft, because that's actually very real. People can summon entities and then literally attach them to either objects or people to where they have a permanent connection, a permanent link to being able to observe and manipulate this person's life. Continuing on, it says, according to the very bizarre court documents obtained by The Blast, Kimberly Thompson says she used to work for Beyonce. Quote, I worked for her as a drummer for her band for 7 years. She claims that for some reason, Bey has started a campaign of harassment against her that includes extreme witchcraft, dark magic, magic spells, of sexual molestation. She also claims that the Lemonade star murdered her cat. Thompson believes Beyonce has been taping her phones and controlling her finances. It's unclear why Thompson believes the singer is allegedly doing all this to her, but she is adamant that it stems all from Bey. We did some research on Thompson, and according to interviews and reports, it appears she is a drummer that has performed with Beyonce as a part of her all-female band. She also has released several albums of her own on her own record label, and has played with the 8G band, quote, Late Night with Seth Meyers. She also posted a video on YouTube recently talking about mean people and appears disheveled and erratic. Thompson's request for a temporary restraining order was denied by a judge, most likely because of the nonsensical rantings about witchcraft. We reached out to Thompson and Beyonce for comment, and we'll update accordingly. Now, this has been making headlines all day. You literally have court documents of somebody saying, look, she is practicing witchcraft. But it gets turned down. It gets turned down because they think of this all as a joke. Do you know how easy... What's crazy too, and I thought about this, what is kind of wild to me is that this might have been this woman's last attempt to try to reach out for help, to say, somebody help me. And if anything tragic happens to her, we kind of know what's going to happen. You know, the externalization of the hierarchy as put forth by Alice Bailey was not meant to include outsiders. And I've talked about this time and time again with the hashtag magic resistance and the hashtag bind Trump. You might have people who are practicing this lower level magic, right? That people in higher positions of this occult hierarchy are feeding upon. They need people who are literally beacons, chargers, batteries for them to conduct these types of things. So this revelation of Beyonce practicing some form of mysticism, practicing witchcraft, this is more of a confirmation about these types of people, about the way that they act. We've talked about this time and time again, and you've got to understand that the evidence is there. You have witches, wizards, occultists, mysticists. You have people out there, Satanists, Luciferians, that are literally skillfully practicing deception on all kinds of people, and they're using all kinds of politics to wash over everything. It is crazy. But this is what I mean by them trying to normalize occultism, normalizing these types of practices. I've talked about this before in relation to the Catholic Church. What happens is that collapses. Where will we guide ourselves? Will we become the beacons? Will we become all that we want to be? Will we bring the light to ourselves? Will we bring it to others? This enlightenment that some people go through, you've got to understand that your powers can't be given to you through someone else. You have to reclaim your powers. But I suppose time will tell as we learn more about all these different revelations and more. This is Normalizing Occultism. Well, all right then. However, that's all I really have for you guys and gals. I know I kind of jumped all over the place, and I really do hope you check out some of the links that I'll put in the description bar below. Check out the hashtag Occult World posts on social media that we've put out there using that specific one. Look up the magic resistance. Look up the witches that bind Trump. Look up the growing number of Satanists, of members within the Satanic Church. This is not a joke. They are literally using politics and today's dervish of chaos to literally assume control. They are taking all of the members from the Catholic Church, all of the members who are becoming faithless and godless, and they are literally converting them into occultists. It's crazy. It's crazy. Don't even get me started on the exorcism that's taking place. All the other spirits that are out there, the level in which the level of growing chaos and growing evil and growing wickedness that we have to deal with, that people don't understand is being offered to them as a solution, is crazy. Everybody can wish harm against another person. How many people can actually wish goodwill? How many people can actually want to see people succeed? And so then you get into a whole debate about the politics, you know, philosophy, spirituality, morals, and all these other things. But as you've seen with a lot of the Satanists and the Luciferians and these people who are practicing all this type of deception, they like to invert things. They like to confuse. They like to distort and manipulate. However, that's all I really have for you guys and gals. If you have any questions, feel free to email me. I'll have it in the description bar below. And as always, guys and gals, stay vigilant, expose lies, and share truth. This is Noisera, Freedom Faction, out.